Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's Mandy Bell. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy. Guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. I came to the stunning realization because I was just kind of settling in, Mandy, thinking, you know, I'm really enjoying watching the Indians. It's been really nice. I don't mind that there aren't fans in the stands. It looks the same on television. Quality of play has been terrific. But I came to the realization, we're more than two-thirds of the way through this thing already. Wow.
You know, it's really, really hard to believe. I keep trying to make myself realize that, too, because every time I write it down, it just seems wrong that we're so close to the finish line. It's gone so quickly.
I'm stunned. I am.
It is fine.
It's been weird. It's been weird.
Mandy, let's talk about Jose Ramirez. I saw him hitchhiking to try to get that thumb back in shape. I was really impressed with what he was doing. I'm just kidding. How is his thumb, and are we concerned about him?
I don't know. I think we'll have a better idea today. I know it's been something that's been nagging over the last few weeks, and the Indians had been obviously talking to him daily to see how he's been feeling with it, and he's never wanted a day off. Sandy Alomar kept saying, we're talking to him. He wants to be out there. And we think that a Jose Ramirez at 50 or 60% is always the best option that we could have. And they really think that even if he's not at 100%, he could be providing for them. I know when the thumb did become a bigger problem for him, or maybe it was just starting to nag a little bit more, his offensive numbers seemed to drop a little bit during that time period. He started to pick it up again here over the last few days, but now it seems like it was obviously enough pain last night to be pulled from the game. So I'm not sure. I think that when he comes in today, they'll have a better idea if this is going to be something more longer term than what it is. Maybe just a day or two of a blow, and then he'll be fine. But I know Sandy said last night that they were expecting to have Mike Freeman start at third tonight just to be safe.
Mandy Bell joining us from MLB.com. We've had a few days to let the Clevinger trade kind of settle in a little bit. Your impressions now, and have you learned anything more about the six players that the Indians picked up in this deal? And the only one that we're seeing a ton of right now, Josh Naylor.
Well, the first thing I learned is that, two things for Josh Naylor. One, he can't keep his helmet on when he's running. I think Jose Ramirez has some competition there for Zach Meisel's famous helmet counter. Two, he was a lot quicker than I expected him to be. His speed is actually a lot faster than maybe what you would project. I think that the biggest thing is a lot of people are putting the pressure on him just because he really is the only one of this package that they got back to be playing every single day. And he's the bat that they got, and I think that's going to be tough because he's not necessarily the bat that everyone was hoping to get in return. But he does make a lot of hard contact. He's somebody that if the ball can get in play, can find some holes. But he's not going to be the offensive answer. So I think that's a tough position for him to be in because he has a lot of eyes on him just because of that, the magnitude of that trade. Now, I think the biggest thing is that it's going to take a few years for them to see, I guess, necessarily who won the trade. The prospects that they have, I know that there's a lot of talk about those guys. And how excited a lot of people are for their future and optimistic for their future. So I think over the next few years, they'll be able to better see how this trade would pan out. But right now, as an immediate answer, it's not necessarily what everyone was hoping for maybe a 2020 impact. But I do think it's going to be a big impact for the next few years.
Mandy, it kind of feels like Zach Plesac has made his way through the troubled waters and now find some nice, smooth, glassy water to go sail on right now. It kind of feels like he's how did it play in the clubhouse, and just how is it playing, you know, just him moving back forward, getting back into a role? And I mean, as long as they're playing the Royals, man, it's all good. You can put that kid out there every day if you want.
No, it's been really impressive to see how he didn't take any steps back. There was not one ounce of rust there whenever he got back from missing 3 weeks. So it's been fun to watch because he really did get off to a super hot start. And it's frustrating because you could see what they've been missing during that time period when they had to try to patch together the holes and have Adam Plutko get into the rotation and they had to mix things up. It I'm sure it's frustrating to think, well, my goodness, if he could have been out there doing this for however many weeks now that we're into the season, 5 or 6 weeks, that would have been nice if he could continue that. But now I'm sure they're just thankful that everything is behind them now so that everyone can turn the page and they can focus solely on baseball again, because it seems like he had a nice, like, seamless transition back into the team. It seems like everybody after both he and Clevinger were optioned at Lake County for a little bit just to send the message across. Everyone was like, okay, this is what we needed to happen. We got some time apart. Time heals everything, and we're all ready for them to come back, because I think everybody realized that they're a better team if Plesac in this rotation, and everyone seems to be back on the same page again.
Mandy Bell joining us from MLB.com. It's still stunning, Mandy, that in basically a year, the Indians traded three of their top four starters, because Shane Bieber wasn't one of those, you know, at the beginning of last year. And now he moves to the top, not just the top of this rotation, but to the top of any rotation in Major League Baseball. But when you trade Kluber, Clevinger, Bauer, and you replace them with guys who step in, Savali, Plesac, and pitch just as well, I don't know if it's a stroke of luck, a stroke of brilliance, or what? I wonder, can you sustain this? Can these guys continue to pitch at this level? And are there reinforcements that are sitting there that are as ready as Plesac and Savali? Maybe guys like Logan Allen or Scott Moss, Quantrill, if you want to put him in the rotation. Is that next wave sitting there if they need it?
Right. I think that it's hard to doubt that at this point, after having the last few years of them just showing that they can just have an endless list of starting pitching that can come up and just pick up where the other guys left off. And it's been really hard to comprehend how this just keeps happening. I do think that they have a lot of high hopes for Logan Allen, Scott Moss. I think they have, I mean, obviously we now see what they have in Tristan McKenzie, and it's really mind-blowing to think that they just keep churning out these guys. It's just nonstop. And I think it's a mix of you know, good luck a little bit, but also their player development staff, they just see something in these guys that they know that they can develop. And it's tough to know whether this is something that they can sustain or not. But if we didn't just see it with Bieber, I think it would have been even harder to think, yeah, this is going to be something that you can keep going, because it just seemed like after each year it was like, Bieber, yeah, he'll be good. I don't know. It might take him a little bit to evolve. And last year he stepped up and it was like, okay, this is a big step up, but then maybe this is exactly what they need and this is what he'll be. And then somehow he took another step this year, and it's just elite. And it just, the rise was just so fast that it doesn't seem like anything is impossible at this point with this rotation. So I think Zach Plesac has shown signs of falling similarly to Bieber, and I don't know how to explain it and how they've done it, but I think that they're excited for their pipeline too, and I think it could continue somehow. It could keep continuing.
Mandy, this might be just kind of a weird question, but so just play along with me on this. But if the playoffs started today, the Indians would play the Twins. Okay, mm-hmm. I got to be honest. The last team I want to see them play against is a team against the AL Central.
Yeah,
do you think maybe they should have
that team?
Yeah. Do you think maybe they should have kind of figured out a way that if they could, if it was possible, to not play against the AL Central to start the playoffs, to not have the East play against the East? Because I was looking through them, I think three out of the four series in the East would be like East against East, West against West, Central against Central, and then the fourth one was the White Sox in Toronto if the playoffs started today. And then in the National League, it was like the other way around, where it was everything was mixed up except for one of the series. I wonder if anyone's thinking about that, or is like, you know what, man, this is gonna be weird. The first round's gonna be against teams that we've already played against. So I don't know. I looked at it and I was like, oh, do we really have to see the Twins if this is the way it ends?
I know it seems really strange, and I think in a year that's so weird already, that it just seems so fitting that this is how it looks like it's setting up. I don't know if there's a better way to avoid that. I don't know how, whenever you have this weird expanded playoff setup and everything is just so unique this year, that I think everyone's just ready to roll with whatever. But I agree, it seems really, really strange that if it would end today that they'd be playing the Twins. It would have such a different feel to it, and I don't know. It just seems like they're going to be playing the Twins this weekend, and then turn around what, like 2 weeks later, whenever the postseason starts, you meet them again. It seems a little bit weird to have that as the setup if it would end up being that way. But man, hey, in this season, I'm ready to go through anything. So I think it's crazy. No matter how it ends up being, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this expanded playoffs has the potential to be super entertaining, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Mandy, do you think we're going to a bubble?
Honestly, I think it might be trending that way. If I had to guess right now, I would say yes. I mean, they've gotten so close to the finish line. They see the finish line now. Nobody knew if we would make it this far into the season, and now that it's there, I think that they would do anything at this point to make sure that the least amount of risk is out there. So I would guess that that's the way it would be trending towards. I'm not sure, obviously. No, none of us really know. I don't think Major League Baseball necessarily knows for sure just yet, but that would be my guess, and I think that that would help reduce any type of outbreak. It doesn't eliminate it, but it at least reduces it enough that we would have a good chance of getting through the entire postseason.
I hope the answer to both of these questions is yes, Mandy. Will Terry Francona be managing this team again this year, and will he be the manager of this team next year?
Oh, man. I want to say yes to having him come back at some point this year. I know that he would want to say yes to that, but I think I don't even know if he knows. I think that the Indians are really just taking it day by day with how he's feeling. And I think the procedure he had to get the stent put in really roughed him up a little bit and made it difficult for him to bounce back. Along with that, he has the stomach issues and everything. I think he might be taking a little bit more time than anyone expected to recover. But I think if there's anybody out there that would try to have the quickest recovery possible to get back to the ballpark, it would be him. And that's the only reason that they have not completely ruled it out. I feel like there would be a lot of people that would just say, I don't want to update you guys every series. I don't want all the attention on me, and everyone always asking if I'm going to be making it back. Let's just call it for what it is, and I'm just opting out of the season. I think there's a reason he hasn't done that. So I don't think it's taken off the table just yet, but, I mean, the days are winding down. So it's tough to think of him joining back in. But I think he's a fighter, and he's going to try whatever he can. I do think he'll be back next year. I'm sure this is a super frustrating year for him, and I think that he just wants to get back in the dugout. That would be my guess.
Mandy, thank you very much. Enjoy the final 19 games of the regular season.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.